Upon the death of Theodoric in 526, Ibidus retired from public life to compose his celebrated work, whose pure Ciceronian style is as remarkable a case of classic atavism as is the verse of Claudius Claudianus, who flourished a century before Ibidus. But he was later recalled to scenes of pomp to act as court rhetorician for Theodatus, nephew of Theodoric. Upon the usurpation of Vitiges, Ibidus fell into disgrace and was for a time imprisoned, but the coming of the Byzantine Roman army under Belisarius soon restored him to liberty and honors. Throughout the siege of Rome, he served bravely in the army of the defenders, and afterward followed the eagles of Belisarius to Alba, Porto, and Centumcellae. After the Frankish siege of Milan, Ibidus was chosen to accompany the learned Bishop Datius to Greece, and resided with him at Corinth in the year 539. About 541, he removed to Constantinopolis, where he received every mark of imperial favor, both from Justinianus and Justinus II. The emperors Tiberius and Maurice